You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Giroli. Britt, it seems it hasn't been that long since the Orioles postseason run ended, and we're already talking offseason. The biggest question in the near term seems to be Nick Markakis. Do you think that deal gets done? And if so, do you think it gets done quickly, or do you think it's something that maybe drags out a little while over the winter?
I think it's something that gets done. Ultimately, I don't think the two sides are going to be that far apart. I know that was something that they wish was already done and wrapped up, but I don't see it really dragging on. Nick Markakis wants to be an Oriole. He wants to stay in Baltimore, the only organization that he's ever known, and they want to keep him. Now, with that being said, the hometown discount only goes so far. Markakis knows he's got good value on the open market. He knows what he would command. But I think in the end, they get that deal done. And again, I'd be surprised if it wasn't done before the calendar year is over.
Do you think that other things for this club will wait on that question, or do you think that they'll continue to go ahead and pursue the other things that need to get done while they're trying to get Markakis' deal done?
I think they have to pursue other things at the same time. Can they sign Nick Markakis and Nelson Cruz and Andrew Miller? Probably not. Their payroll is going to increase. Dan Duquette made that clear. But a lot of the increases has to do with guys under team control, arbitration eligible, guys like Steve Pierce, who are in line to get substantial raises. So I think they're going to look for ways to improve their club, whether or not they can re-sign two or three impact guys. I think it's going to be really hard for them to sign anybody of those three beyond Markakis.
Yeah, that kind of leads into the other thing I'm wondering about is do you think Cruz and Miller are guys that they engage with for a long time, or do you think that's something where it becomes clear pretty quickly that they'll be moving on from those two guys?
I think it's going to become clear pretty quickly that they're not going to have a chance at either one of those guys. When you look at Andrew Miller, what he's going to be able to command on the free agent market, the guy's going to be a closer. He's going to make closer money. The Orioles have Zach Britton. They picked up Darren O'Day's option. I just don't see them allocating those kind of resources towards the eighth and ninth inning. And in terms of Nelson Cruz, he's looking for a 4 or 5 year deal up front. Now, will he learn from last offseason when he had to wait and wait for the Orioles' bargain 1 year deal? He could. He could elect to sign early. Whatever offer that is made early, that's pretty good. But I don't see Baltimore really ending up with either one of those guys the way it looks to be right now.
It seems to me from watching this club for a long time that the one that is really hard to envision is Miller, just because they have shown such skill at putting together a bullpen on the cheap. I mean, do you think it's fair to say that bullpen is one area where this club, even for somebody as good as Miller, is just not likely to invest heavily when they've had such success finding guys, for lack of a better term, off the scrap heap?
Right, exactly. Exactly what you said. I don't think it's something they're going to prioritize spending a lot of money on. I think, quite honestly, this team could make some small trades to get another bullpen piece, could invite guys who maybe had an off year as non-roster guys to spring training. I mean, they've done it before, and they've been able to uncover some gems. I think they will again. I think that getting a starting pitcher would do a lot more for this team than adding a pricey reliever. Plus, we all know that bullpens are very much in flux. 1 year that a reliever is great, the next year not so much. It's really hard in back-to-back years to have a really good bullpen. If you look at what they did in 2013, the bullpen was a little down. They made it a priority again this past year. 2012, that's basically what carried them. So the challenge is going to be repeating that feat and having an equally strong relief corps, again, probably without Andrew Miller.
You reported recently that one priority for this club is to get not just starting pitching, but front of the rotation starting pitching. How and where do you see them going about accomplishing that?
Well, honestly, I think the best avenue would be to go after some of those top free agent starters, the Scherzers, the Lessers. Now, can they do that in the payroll? Probably not. Like I mentioned, that payroll is going to go up, but they could keep everybody they have, and it would still be a quite ridiculous payroll. I think it would be around $150 million, something crazy like that, which is why guys like Cruz and Miller have kind of priced themselves out of Baltimore. I think probably the more Dan Duquette move would be to acquire a starter via trade. to maybe hold on to what they have right now, because it looks like they have too many starters for too many spots. But again, they have that hole up top. There's no number one guy. There's no guy to help head that rotation. I think that was something that was on display in the playoffs, something that they really missed. And the best way for them to go about it is buying that starter. But again, it's probably not the most likely route.
Where do you see viable trade options for, if not, even if it's not a true ace, for one of those guys you put near the front of the rotation? Do you see, or more importantly, does the club see those guys out there in trade this winter?
Not right now, and I don't see any that jump out to me. But again, Dan Duquette, the Orioles front office, has done a really good job at making those smaller moves, well, moves that look smaller and that end up paying dividends. So whether it's doing that again, whether it's trading one of their current starters for a guy who's maybe a little bit older or established, certainly something that they could do. I mentioned the fact that they have more starters on paper than they know what to do with. How much in play is Dylan Bundy next year? Kevin Gausman is a guy that figures to be up and stay up all season, and they toyed with him some this year. So that rotation should get better, but I expect Dan Duquette and the Orioles to find a way to make it better heading into spring training.
What are the expectations for Bundy after such a challenging year he had this year?
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. You know, they were able to see some promise from him, and then they shut him down, not with an arm injury. It was something he did while running. So it was something that was considered pretty minor. But he was not in the Orioles' plans pretty much from the get-go in terms of the rehab, how he came along. Now, what does that mean for this year? Does that full year of rest and recovery, he'll be over a year removed from that Tommy John surgery, how much does that come into play? How well is he throwing in spring training? There's a lot of questions about Dylan Bundy right now. Is he going to be that top prospect, that front-end guy that they thought they had with him and Gausman? It's going to be a big year for him, and I honestly don't think anybody has been able to put any kind of expectations on it yet, and really won't until you get to spring training, see him throw, see how he looks in his bullpens. But he could certainly be a factor for the Orioles next season.
And he's far from the biggest or only injury question. The three real key guys that they did without this year, what do you expect? Well, I guess two key injuries. What do you expect from Machado and from Wieters next season?
Well, they hope that both of those guys are full goes in spring training. Obviously, a lot of it starts there. You heard the same thing about Manny last year, though, and he missed the first month of the season after he had a setback. So you can't really predict their readiness this early in the winter, but you can hope that they're going to be able to come back and contribute. People don't realize, or maybe it was overlooked a little bit in terms of how well the season went, that Matt Wieters was having a career season before he hit the disabled list. He played less than 30 games, but his numbers offensively, the way he was playing defensively, he was looking like it was going to be the best year of his young career. So the Orioles are hopeful that he can kind of turn that around and maybe build off of that. Now, Manny's an interesting case because this past season was almost a lost year for him. He wasn't able to get on track offensively. He wasn't able to get on track defensively. So what do you do? How do you go about the rehab a little bit differently, because it was essentially the same procedure than you did last year? So I don't know how much they're expecting from either one of those guys. But again, they feel like no matter what, it's an upgrade at third base, an upgrade at catcher, to have those guys back and to have them healthy. So they're not going to rush them by any means, but they expect to have all three of those guys early on.
And is that essentially the sort of hope or goal for making up for if Cruz goes? I mean, essentially, is that how they figure they paper over whatever loss they may have on the offense, that you just essentially count on having those guys for a full year covers a lot of that?
Yeah, and they hope that Chris Davis isn't quite as bad as he was this past year. Obviously, no one was expecting him to repeat what he did in 2013, but I think his real potential lies somewhere in the middle between those two seasons. So they feel like having him back and healthy, obviously, he will be suspended for opening day, and then after that, should be able to play. He had some injuries before the suspension. He really did not hit well. So I think those three guys, just having them in the lineup again, should help cover, like you said, for missing a guy like Cruz, who I believe they kind of caught lightning in a bottle with. And in terms of handing that guy a four-year deal, You know, the guy's almost 35 years old. I just think it's a big risk and not one the Orioles can afford to take.
All right, well, Brittany Giroli, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.